Hi, everyone. This is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Be Courage to Be Seen, the podcast that focuses on helping you to achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, and more empowered. These are the keys that I found that are really the keys to success, to achieve whatever that success might be in that you want to achieve in your life. You know, how often during as you go through the day, do people ask you, how are you doing? And so often, we always just say fine. It's like a default answer before even the question has completely came out of someone's mouth. But when you stop to think about it, are you really doing fine? Unfortunately, right now, too many people aren't. The world is getting back to normal or some type of normal. It's never going to go back to the way it was. But people are at least coming out of the COVID times and lockdowns and limited on what they can do or travel or see people and figuring out what is the way as we go forward. But at the same time, as we're doing so many things, once again, I'm shocked to find out how many people are suffering from burnout. Not just mild burnout, but substantial burnout. I mean, it was so much, and I really couldn't understand how significant this was. So I had to do some research. I had to talk to a lot of people and find out why are people being burned out and what can we do about it? If everyone should be excited, the opportunity to do things once again, and instead of being excited and life going in a good direction, too many people, they aren't fine. Even if they may answer that question, how you doing? I'm fine. How's your day going? It's good. It's not good. We can't continue this. So while it surprised me so much of thinking if things are going back to a normal state, but the high levels of burnout, there has to be a way that we can go forward. So let's start with just kind of looking at, you know, what is burnout? Because stress and burnout, they're very closely related, but they are slightly different things. You could think of stress. We always have stress. We've had stress for years. And many people actually have been overly stressed for years. The problem is when that stress just goes on and on and on, and like it's never ending, that's when we have burnout. Some stress actually can help people perform better. There's no instances where burned out people are doing better or it's a good thing. So stress can be good at times. Burnout is never good. I like to think of it as holding the glass of water. You can hold that glass of water. It's really not a hard thing. But occasionally, you want to put that glass of water down. It doesn't matter if it's like an evening. Let's say you're at like a networking reception and you have a glass. Yeah, you could probably hold it all night long. But, you know, occasionally you put it down. And as long as you put it down once in a while, picking that glass back up and holding it is no big deal. You can think of holding the glass as stress. Not too bad. Put it down occasionally, pick it back up. Life's good. Now let's say you had to hold that glass and hold it up for hours, maybe days or weeks or years, as we've been doing right now with COVID. At some point, holding that simple glass is too much. That's the difference between stress and burnout. You can handle the stress as long as there's a break. Put the glass down. But if you had to hold it in your arm and hold that glass for the next week, for the next month, you know, there'd be some time that you just couldn't take it anymore. At that point, that's burnout. So stress, yeah, I want a water. And while I have that glass or I want that drink, yeah, I'll handle holding it. So stress can be good. Burnout never is. So you can say burnout happens when the stress or pressure from work reaches a tipping point. It becomes too much or goes on for too long. There's lots of different kind of statistics that I've read that it's all in like 70, 75% range, depending on how many sample size you have. But it's very much, let's just say 75% of people say in the last year, they've experienced burnout. That is a crazily high number. The World Health Organization likes to, when I looked at them, how they define burnout, it's the feeling of emotional and physical or mental exhaustion that happens as a result of overwork. Overwork. That's crazy. When you're overworked, you're working too hard, too much, or for too long. So it is... one of the things that I think we really have to address. You can also get burned out from things other than work. Of course, the big organizations might say this is a work problem, but you can get burned out from parenting, especially if you've had a newborn or a child. When lack of sleep, it can go on too long, or if there's health issues in your family. You can also get burned out from just overcommitting and having too active of a social calendar. It seems kind of strange in the last couple of years because we haven't done as much things. But think back even a few years ago, too many kids were in too many activities and families were trying to be in too many places at once. Definitely an instance where you could have burnout. So it's more than just work. Burnout leads to low morale. It leads to more mistakes and a lack of engagement at work. As I said earlier, there is no good that comes from burnout. It's something that we need to deal with. I want to give you a couple of signs of how to recognize burnout. Because you may be wondering, is this stress or is this burnout? How serious is it? First of all, like if you're dreading work, there's a good chance that you have burnout. You shouldn't be dreading anything. Now, maybe you really don't like something that's going on at work today. You have a big presentation or there's just that project or that one thing that you have to do. But, if it's day in and day out that you're just dreading what you do, maybe you have burnout. Maybe you just get irritable or angry a lot and you don't know why you're getting angry. Maybe you just stop being interested. There's no motivation. It's really hard to try. Kind of feeling of hopelessness that you just can't do anything. Other more subtle signs can include it's hard to be creative, to solve problems. You need to think of new ideas and come up with whatever that kind of next idea is, and you just are really struggling. You might say, well, it's a mind block and you just can't think. Maybe you're burned out. Maybe your brain's not working. You have brain fog. It's hard to focus. How about, are you exhausted? Even when you've had enough sleep. Now, too often we don't have enough sleep. I know I can be one of this because I like to get up early and work out. And so if I'm not careful and go to bed in time, I don't have enough sleep. Then over time, that can lead to burnout. However, if you are getting enough sleep and you're still exhausted and you can't figure out why, that might be it. How about though, even if you get to bed, is your sleep pattern inconsistent? Do you wake up too often? Some days you can sleep, some days you can't. A few other things, lack of sense of accomplishment, like you never do anything. It's hard to connect with people. You feel very isolated, alone. It's just hard to get motivated to do anything. These are the kind of things that, maybe you're surprised. One I thought was interesting is if you have a lot of health issues, more than normal. Now, we are having some interesting health issues because when we haven't seen everyone, we didn't spread germs as much. Now that people are going out and doing things, there's a lot more just illnesses from from viruses other than COVID, just normal things that we're seeing. But in general, if you have a lot more health issues, it could be burnout. Now, there's some jobs that are more likely to have burnout than others. They say jobs that where you don't have any control. You really can't have any say in the workload, that you don't get any recognition. Maybe it's unclear expectations, just overly demanding. These kind of high pressure environments lead to burnout more often than when people have some control or they feel like they can control their own environment. So think about, what are you experiencing? Are you experiencing things that look like burnout? Do you have the type of job that is high likelihood of burnout? But if 75% of people are experiencing burnout, you could almost say almost all jobs today are experiencing burnout. So I want to go over some things that you can do. I want you to eliminate burnout from your life. Now, if you do not have burnout yet, or maybe it's not too bad, things that you can do to reduce the chance of experiencing burnout are better than having to deal with it at the end. Because once you have burnout, you're already stressed out. It's much harder to overcome it. So some of these you could proactively do, and then that way you don't get burnout in the first place. The first step, and this is very important, I want you to think about and make the decision about being burned out. And I know that sounds crazy because you say, well, wait, all this stuff is out of my control. How do I get to decide if I want to be burned out or not? Too often, we just go with the flow. Think about when you're around people that are gossiping. It's very easy to start gossiping. And you might find yourself participating in that gossip, even though you didn't intend to. Or how about if you're at work and people start complaining? Do you find yourself feeling more negative? Do you find yourself like piling on to those negative comments? Burnout could be the same way. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm trying to dismiss it. This isn't important. I'm actually doing this whole show on burnout because I think it's so important. But at the same time, I think we need to decide we don't want to be burned out. We don't want to contribute to this. And why I say this, if you look in our news today, if you look on social media, it seems like we're just adding on, we're piling on, we're making it even worse when that's all you can hear about. When you hear about just how stressful everything is, about where everyone is overworked, it continues like snowballing in the wrong direction. And that's not what we want to do. In fact, I would like you just to shut off the news, shut off social media, you know, limit your exposure to these negative influences. That will help you. So decide. I'm going to give you more tools, but first thing, decide you don't want to be burned out. If you can make that decision, you'll find the rest is a little bit easier. You want to like take control of your life there first, then we'll take control of actually what you can do to reduce the burnout. But start with that decision. It's not easy, but it is an important first step. So the sooner we do that, the sooner we can go on. So I have a few things that, you know, we can go through if you are experiencing burnout. It comes from being overworked, overstressed. So the first thing you want to do is see if there's a way that you can take some breaks. That way, like putting down that glass of water, right? You want the more breaks you can take, the better. Now, I realize you can't take breaks in the job whenever you want. But when you can take breaks, also think about what you're doing on those breaks. And think about your breaks in a variety of times. Is it that 5-minute break for coffee? Is it the lunch break? Is it a longer break from vacation or time off or a day off? Whatever it might be, make sure when you have a chance to take a break that you actually do it. Put that water down. Now, first part of it, if you're going to take breaks, it's best if you could schedule them. Now, I know that's not always possible, But think about it. Is there a way you can get that 5-minute break to go get the coffee? In that 5 minutes, don't check your email. Don't check social media. Don't add to the stress. Really try to take a break. Walk around the office. If you have some time at lunch, take your lunch break. Go outside, get some sunshine, walk around the block, whatever it might be, but take that break. And like I said, no email, no social media, no contributing to the stress. On some kind of rhythm, you need to take a longer break. Half a day off. Take Friday off. Take that week of vacation, 2 weeks of vacation. It's very hard to do, I realize that, but you need some time. And then be careful what you do with that time. I tell you, I love to plan vacations in advance. I love to do some of the vacations for this year and next year. They say, studies show that planning the vacation, getting excited about it, thinking about what you're going to do in advance of vacation, sometimes is mentally as beneficial for you as the vacation itself. So make sure that you're doing that. Too many people end the year without using up their allotted vacation. Don't have that be you. Make sure to take that time. Many times we said that burnout is because of lack of appreciation. So if there's a chance to celebrate a win, make sure you're doing that for yourself, for your team, for people around you. Take that moment. It could be something small. It can be a cupcake. It can be all kinds of things. Sometimes it's just a thank you and job well done. But take that time to celebrate, and you'll find out that will definitely help with burnout. The next thing is make sure you have your boundaries. When are you going to work? You know, working from home has definitely made dealing with boundaries much more difficult. Sometimes it's hard to stop working when you're at home. Well, what do I do? I'm going to go into the other room. When do you start working? Well, I'm already at home, so maybe I'll just answer a little bit more email. When you go to the office, when do you leave? When you leave the office, do you still do some work from home in the evenings, the weekends? Now, I'm not saying you don't need to do some of that, because I do that. I have international teams, and I definitely have to work at some crazy hours. That's part of my job, and I realize that. But you know your boundaries, know your calendar, know when you'll work, when you're not going to work. Put time on your calendar for personal time. When's that time that you're going to get the stuff done that you have to? Don't overcommit. Make sure you say no when you need, but know your boundaries and then stick with them. Next thing is all around self-care. If you're not taking care of yourself, you will be burned out. When was the last time you got a massage or a facial? Have you exercised lately? How about something simple like a bubble bath? Listening to music, going for a walk around the block, invite a friend out for a drink. Don't talk about work. Don't talk about kids. Maybe talk about things that you'd like to do next year on vacation. It doesn't matter, but take a break. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. It doesn't have to be expensive. Maybe it's just reading a book on the couch, sit in front of the fireplace. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. You need to become more resilient. Actually, I've done a whole show on being resilient. You can look through the archives. But you want to make sure you have that network that you can tap into. You can have friends so you're not feeling burned out. Set goals and objectives. You say, well, work doesn't seem like it contributes to anything. Set your own objectives. That way you're working for something that you believe in. You want to be resilient. You need to get more sleep. You need to eat better. You got to take care of yourself and your own health. I already talked about you need to spend less time with social media, the news, email. It's just addictive. It adds to stress. There's very little stuff. Now, I do use it. It's great to stay in contact with people. But monitor how many hours you spend per day, per week on it. Whatever it is, cut it in half. Limit it. Maybe only use it on one computer. Take it off your phone if you need to. And the last thing that I'm going to ask you to do is reassess your relationships. Are there people in your life that are draining you of energy more than they're helping? Now, I realize you might say some of these are family. And those aren't ones that you can just like cut out of your life. I totally get that. But you want to make sure that people are helping and part of contributing to having a good life and good relationship with you. So if you have people that are just draining all your energy, you need to make some tough decisions. How much time should you spend with them? Maybe in certain amounts of time or once a week or only on phone calls, you can find a way to still keep them in your life, but kind of keep them in a box so they are taking less of your energy and it's more of a better balance. It's not going to keep everyone happy. I fully realize that. And you're not going to be perfect in it, but that's okay. But if you do some of these things, you'll find out the burnout maybe is not quite so bad. The only way to really help solve the burnout, though, is get that break, that mental break, that physical break. Let your body kind of rest and recover and then go forward. Now, if your burnout's not so bad, or right now your burnout's not too bad, or you're already starting to do some of these things, what can you do so you don't get burned out? I think that's important too. Not just to deal with it once you have it, but how do we reduce the chance of getting burned out? First thing I'm going to ask you to do is reassess your life. What can you let go? You know, some people are very particular, like on how clean things will be, how things look, their response time to email, how many emails are in their inbox that haven't been read. What are you doing that's really not that important that maybe you can let go? Just kind of loosen up on it. I have found, like, I've subscribed to podcasts, and then once they build up in my iPhone, you know, I have to listen to them all. Even if I'm not that interested in, you know, I realize I don't have time for that. It's unrealistic. You just got to let that go. Delete some of them. How many emails do you have that aren't read? Maybe you could just delete them or put them in a folder so you can still search for them if you need, but don't think you're going to ever actually clean them out. Do you get magazines or newspapers that you don't read, but you still just keep them and they pile up? Maybe if they're a certain age, you could just throw them away. Like, clear out your life. Clear out that mental clutter that's adding stress to your life that's not important. Is there anyone that you could get to help you? Can you hire someone to help clean your house? Even if it's once a month. Maybe people like it once a week. Can you get someone to mow your lawn? Can you get a virtual assistant to help out with things? Find a way, and maybe it's not always things that you pay. Maybe you can work something out with a friend. You do something for them, they do something for you or family, but find a way to clear out some of the work that's making you feel so busy. Because you may not be able to always control the work that you have like in your day job, but maybe you can clear out some of the things outside of work. And that will keep you from being so burned out. Find a way to fill at least part of your life with more positive thinking. It can be quotes. There's lots of ways. You can search on the internet. There's screensavers. There's things you can put on your phone. You can follow people on Instagram. In fact, you could look on my account on Instagram, and I post a lot of positive messages. But find a way to put more positive thinking in your life. Because this can snowball just like the negative stuff can. You're trying to take the negative stuff out of your life and add more positive. If you could get like 51% of your life to be more positive thinking, that means every day there's more positive in your life than negative. It's very hard to be burned out at that point. The interesting thing about 51% is it's not perfect. It's not like everything has to be going your way, that everything has to be good. In fact, 49% of your day being negative is actually a lot. You don't really want that. But when you think about it, even if it's 49%, that means more good things are happening than bad. And that's what you want. And if that's the case, you won't be experiencing burnout. You'll have enough good things in your life that will offset, and you won't feel this burnout that's just stopping the world. That just blows me away of how many people are having very severe mental issues right now because of burnout. We have to do something about it. Now, if you're leading a team, you have some extra responsibility here. You can spend a lot of time trying to figure out if your team is burned out. Just assume they are. Just assume they are, because it's such a high percentage, you can't go wrong. And anything you can do to help people that might be burned out, even if they're not quite burned out, you're still going to help them. So evaluate what your people are doing. Is it reasonable? Is there a way you can make the workload more reasonable? Help them prioritize. Say what doesn't need to be done now. Help them focus. This gets done first, then we'll worry about that. There are lots of tools you can get for workforce planning. Some of them are great. You could use a simple spreadsheet. Put people in there. What are they working on? Is it reasonable? Are people on too many things? How do you limit some of the people that might be getting burned out? Encourage them to take time off. Encourage them to take their vacation time. It's already planned, right? It's already supposed to be theirs. Make sure that they're using it. Try to give them some control. That's what a lot of times when people are burned out, they feel like they have no control. You want to make sure that you aren't contributing to the burnout by having too many levels of approvals. They can't make decisions. And then what kind of mental health programs do you have for your company? Encourage people to use them. Share your own experience with mental health and how you've overcome it. So that way we can get rid of the stigma around mental health. So many people are experiencing burnout. This is definitely something that we have to deal with. We can't keep going on. I was just blown away. I was excited for this year. And it seems like so many people are being left behind. This is not something we want to continue. We want to grow and have excitement together. And people, so many people are feeling helpless. It doesn't need to be this way. You can choose today to have less burnout. If you make some small changes, if you pick one or two of the things that I shared with you today and try to implement them, you'll take some of that control back in your life and you will feel, oh, yes. And as you feel that little bit of break, build on it. Put that glass down once in a while. And then you know you can always pick it back up and keep going. And you will help solve this burnout problem if you do that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website, couragebeseen.com. My contact information is there. My coaching program's there. I love to hear feedback of what you liked, if any questions in the episode, what you'd like me to talk about in the future. You can also follow me on Facebook or Instagram. And so until I talk to you again, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.